Hey, 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 a few quick questions for you. Firstly, is your health and wellness important to you? Do you want to do something about it? And do you want it to be something that feels easy and fun? If you answered yes in your brain to all of those questions, then exciting news for you. My new program, Radiate and Renew, will be starting in May. It's a 4-week program and it will be focusing on creating 4 new little habits. So each week we'll be focusing on building 1 small habit. Now next week, I will tell you more details, including price and how you can sign up. For now, you can check out the details and you can join the waiting list. I'm so excited about Radiate and Renew. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Fit and Fabulous with me, Dr. Alina. I hope that you are feeling amazing. Now, big question for you. Did you watch the replay or attend live the workshop last week, which was letting go of the stress and struggle of weight loss? If you haven't seen it or listened to it, you can listen to it. You can still watch the replay. And in that workshop, we talked about, the dire statistics that are weight loss statistics, which basically say it's difficult to lose weight. And out of the people who do lose weight, a big whopping 80% of people put that weight back on within 5 years. And so the big question that we are asking at the moment is, okay, this doesn't sound great, but how can we be one of those statistics? Oh my goodness, this is a word that I cannot say. Success statistics. How can you be one of the people who loses the weight and keeps it off? So if you didn't listen to last week's podcast, go back and listen to that. And we talked about some of the reasons why it is so difficult to lose weight. And today I really just wanted to highlight a Harvard paper that was published a few years ago, which looked at the different factors involved. And really it highlighted 2 key components. Now, can you guess what these 2 key components are? I wonder if they've been listening to my podcast. I joke, but I love it because it's totally aligned with what I am constantly, constantly telling you. So the big key factor number 1 was finding a way of losing weight or healthy living that works for you. And if you haven't heard me talking about this before, it is all about what works for you. There's no point in me giving you, hey, this is what I do, because if you don't like it, if it doesn't fit in with your busy life, it's not going to work for you. So that's the big fat thing, is finding something that works for you. Now, obviously, I would say it does need to be based in science, in that you want to have something that is driven by research, which is why I teach the Mediterranean style diet, because it is driven by research. But also, it's super, super flexible. If you do the Mediterranean style diet, it doesn't have to be, oh, I have to exclude this and I'm never allowed to eat this. No, it's super flexible and you can apply it to any kind of foods that you like. So you can create a way of living and eating that you enjoy, that works for you, that is still based on science and research. Now, the big factor 2, again, this isn't going to be a big surprise to you, but they talked about some specific skills which keep you going when things get tough. Hey, we know what those specific things are, don't we? This is what we talk about here all the time. It's about mindset. It's about positive brain. It's about having the skills to get back on track when things aren't working. Why? Because what happens to people isn't that what they're doing is wrong. It's just that life happens. Life gets in the way. They go back to those oak tree habits and then splat. It stops working, not because it wasn't working, but because they've changed and they're going back to doing the things in the old way. So what are the foundations of mindset? This is how I teach mindset, and I use a really, really powerful tool called positive intelligence. And it's understanding your negative brain. Your negative brain says, it's not going to work and it doesn't work for me and I'm not worthy and all of those negative things. Whereas your positive brain accepts a challenge. And it's really difficult to do this. It's very easy to say, oh my goodness, yes, I accept this. But you either accept it or you learn from it, from every single challenge that you face. And we face small challenges and we face big challenges. And the more you can be in your positive brain, the stronger it gets. And the easier it gets. So I hear so many people talking to me about, you know, the negative plug hole. Well, I don't feel great. My legs don't, you know, my knees hurt because I've got osteoarthritis. So it's really difficult for me to exercise, which means that I feel lacking in energy, which means that I don't sleep well. I know that sounds a bit backwards, but that's how it happens. Which means that I want to eat more. And you just go down and down this negative plug hole. And it's difficult when you're in that negative plug hole and you have to be able to slowly turn it around so that you are building what I call a virtuous plug hole, the opposite thing. I haven't found a name for it. If someone can find a name for me to explain what I mean, but it's about building, building, building. So for example, if you are that person who has osteoarthritis in your knees, you lose a bit of weight. Your knees feel a little bit better. It's easier for you to start walking and doing some exercise. So you sleep better. When you sleep better, you don't feel so hungry. It's easier for you to eat more healthily. It's this virtuous cycle of building, building and building and building. And yes, that takes time. I think it's a bit like a tap that is really, really, really tight on and you can't undo this tap. And the first time you do it, you get, you know, you manage to move the tap a tiny, tiny bit. You get one drop of water out. And then you manage to move it a tiny, tiny bit more and you get another drop of water out. And then you get a stream, you know, a trickle of water out until eventually you manage to turn the tap and it's flowing and it's easy and all the water just comes out. And that analogy is you living your healthy life. You get there, your mindset is stronger and all the healthy eating and living and all the things that you know that you need to do become so much easier. But the reality is that takes time. And as the statistics show, it's not just about 3 months or 4 months. Yes, you can learn a lot in 3 months or 4 months, but it's actually about keeping doing it for 5 whole years. Yes, 5 whole years. Being totally realistic with you. I know you want to be able to say it's a year, done and dusted. But the good news is this. That's like the danger zone, that 5 years, that if you don't have the tools and you don't keep going, you can slip back. But the good news is, if you decide, okay, this is what I'm going to do for 5 years, and I'm really going to work on my mindset, and I'm really going to enjoy healthy living, and I'm going to step into that positive aspect of myself, that positive brain, then the good news is you actually enjoy that journey. Like, actually, even from the word go, you are getting a better quality of life than when you're feeling tired and having no energy. So yes, it feels like a long time, but if you could see it as like, okay, actually, I'm going to go on holiday for 5 years and it's going to be amazing. I'm really going to enjoy this. That's a much better place to be than thinking, oh my goodness, I've got 5 years of work and doom and gloom. So again, it all comes back to mindset. Can you see how it always, always, always comes back to mindset? So that is just two main points that I think are the key. Now, there's lots of other keys. So going along with this, motivation. I think motivation is a really, really big key. If you can really be motivated to make those changes and understand, okay, why is eating in this way better for me? What knock-on effects does it have? Because if you don't understand that, if you think, okay, the health benefits of eating an apple and eating a donut are the same, what difference does it make? But when you truly understand, actually, the damage that the donut is doing to you, not just one donut isn't doing very much damage, but consistently eating donuts is doing damage to your body. It is equivalent of smoking. It is doing damage to your body. And once you really grasp that and think, okay, I am damaging my body every single time I do this, it becomes so much easier to step into, okay, I'm going to do things that really are looking after my body, but I'm going to do things that I enjoy that are really looking after my body. So there's a lot of factors involved, but those two big ones, the two umbrella ones, are finding a system that works for you. And number two, having the skill set to keep going, even when life happens, even when it feels tough. So my friends, I have a question for you. If I offered to help you achieve losing 4 stone, increase your energy and have a vibrant rest of life, and not to mention confidence and happiness, in a year with support to keep you there for 5 years without having to count calories, deprive yourself or do anything that you didn't want to, with a full total happiness or your money back at a year. Question to you, would you take me up on that offer? And if the answer is heck yes, or I want to find out more, then please book a call and we will chat and I will tell you about my program that is designed to give you these exact things, those two keys, a system that works for you. We designed the system together based on science so that it works for you, and the mindset tools and the support. Not just the mindset tools, go off and do it by yourself, but the support, the accountability, the expertise, the motivation to keep you going, not just for 3 months or 6 months, but for an entire year and beyond. So a year is the year that you're making changes and losing the weight. Now, obviously, if you have more than 4 stone to lose, then that might take longer. But keeping you there for 5 years or 6 years, keeping you there so that you get there, so that you're actually there and you're no longer at risk of the weight coming back. If you are interested in this lifetime program, then please message me and book a call and chat. Or if you want to, you can listen to last week's Letting Go of Stress and Struggle workshop, where I tell you more about the program in that workshop. So my friends, have a lovely day, and I look forward to seeing you next week. Have a fabulous day. Bye-bye.